Well, as we've just heard, Tim Fischer is being remembered in a whole range of ways, including quirky, authentic and laconic by former Prime Minister John Howard. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Geraldine.
Now, you've written a tribute to Tim Fischer in The Conversation today, recounting his almost 30-year-long, as we've just heard then, political career. What do you judge to be his legacy, both for the Nationals and for federal politics more broadly?
I think he was a very strong and effective leader for the National Party at a time when things were quite difficult for it, especially guiding it through that gun debate, because he, like John Howard, had a lot of criticisms from the Bush at that time, although gun control was very popular generally in the Australian electorate. Clearly, in parts of country Australia, it was much opposed, and Tim Fischer took a lot of the brunt of that. But he was very loyal to John Howard, and of course, in the end, very effective.
Do you? I said I'd ask you whether you thought he was a great persuader. Like, he was brand Tim Fischer, as some people have written. He established that, and he was a very good media performer. But he must have been more than that on the ground to have kept that constituency so close to him during those very difficult times. And he was going, his conviction really went against a lot of the convictions of his own constituency.
That's right. And of course, on another front, he was much more dry in economic terms than many of his supporters. I think he was a good persuader. I think this was because people recognised him as genuine. Also, he had clear beliefs, and when he took a policy line, people did accept that this was a true view, as it were, and that helped him in persuading. However, as Larry Anthony was saying, he did face quite a lot of internal difficulties and criticisms. The Queensland part of the party was hard to handle. At times there were leadership rumblings. So it wasn't all smooth sailing by any means.
So are there people like him now? I was thinking of people who are quirky in the Nats and don't appear to have that same ability to unite. So is he a sort of a person from another era?
Well, yes, but also I think he was a one-off, because the National Party had a number of very strong leaders in the past. There's no doubt about that. He's not the only strong leader they had. And, of course, Larry Anthony's father, Doug, was one of those strong leaders. But Tim was just in another category of politician.
So now, look, let's look at another politician, Scott Morrison's first anniversary tomorrow as Prime Minister. And Peter Van Onselen is writing in The Australian this morning that we're only now beginning to understand the kind of leader Scott Morrison is. What do you think he is emerging as?
So far, he's emerging as very pragmatic. He has, of course, been criticised for having no agenda for this term. Now, I think, in fact, he is developing an agenda. He's doing, it's quite interesting, a number of these deep dives on policy where he's getting together a minister, the relevant minister, backbenchers who are interested in an area or knowledgeable about an area, and public servants, and having these sessions where an issue is kicked around and examined. And this has been over a wide range of policies like veterans' mental health and environmental questions. And I think this shows that he is wanting to develop policy positions over a broad range of areas. We've also seen a number of inquiries that are in train or going to be set up. So I think that agenda is coming, but how extensive it'll turn out to be and whether he'll follow through with important reforms that the country needs, of course, is another question.
Yes, I think you quote in your piece today, former Liberal staffer David Gazzard, a close personal friend, describes him as a pragmatic incrementalist. That's a tough, that could prove to be a very... very tough for Labor to oppose.
It could be a very effective political position or technique, but of course also it could fall short when you need to do more than the incremental. So it's still all, I think, a work in progress very much. But he's been in a very strong position, of course, in the party. But again, that can disappear quickly if the party, some in the party decide to push agendas that are just not practical. But as things stand at the moment, he's extremely well positioned. And I think what we've seen since the election is that he's handling things competently. Of course, before the election, he was for so many months simply in campaign mode. Now we're seeing him in governing mode, but also with an eye to being the campaigner always, and very much, of course, an eye to grassroots Australians, his so-called quiet Australians, but he delivers on or is planning to deliver on things that are important at a quite local level.
Yes, while also visiting Vietnam. Very interesting. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation.